Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get Darlene back on the voice disguiser. Now, she thought she was going to be able to pull this off. This sounds like too much. So her idea was, because my husband wants me to stay at home with the kids, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to take the kids to daycare. Then I'm going to go to work.
One kid.
Then I'm going to go to work. Then I'm going to come on back before he gets home, pick up my baby. Be at the house waiting for him when he gets there. Cook him dinner every night. He'll never know anything different.
Food on the table ready.
No problem.
She was going to practice this on Thursday and Friday, too, before she even started the job on Monday.
So, yeah, she got this job that he didn't have any idea about. She was supposed to start it yesterday. So Darlene is back. Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning.
Hi,
good morning.
How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
Good.
Now, Wendy said that you were going to practice this on Thursday, Friday. I don't remember that part of the conversation. So what was the plan?
Well, the plan was that I was going to start my son in daycare a couple days before I actually had to start my job, just to see how it would go. And I was supposed to start my job yesterday, and I brought my son to daycare last Thursday. And I cried. I cried the entire time. I dropped him off. I cried. I went home. I cried. I didn't know what to do with myself.
Really?
And, wow. Yeah, and I picked him up, and I picked him up very, very quickly. I only left him there a few hours, and I couldn't stand it. So it was just all that I could think of that day was maybe my husband's right, maybe I'm not cut out for this, maybe I should be, maybe this is right for me to be the stay-at-home mom. So I didn't start my job. I couldn't do it. I called him up and I told him thank you. And no thank you.
Complete and total change of heart. So you don't even want to try working for one day.
I couldn't leave him. I couldn't do it. What if I miss everything? What if I miss, you know, him saying a new word or...
Well, he'll say it again.
What's that?
He'll say a word again. Like, people are like, oh, first step. So guess what? They're going to be walking their entire life.
Oh, well, Jeff.
Are these your words, or are these your husband's words? Do you really feel this, or is this your husband talking?
I guess it's both. You know, I mean, this is how I was raised as well. And, you know, my mom was home with us. So I just couldn't do it. It wasn't in me. I guess I'm just not that person.
Okay. I mean, I kind of see where Bert's going because you were so passionate about being a working mom last week. And so it's such a 180. And it's simply from dropping your child off at daycare for an hour.
I can understand that. A lot of parents go through this. That first day is the toughest. If you ask a parent in daycare, I mean, yeah, it's brutal. But you get past it because you have to normally. She doesn't have to, you know? So I could see why you would give into it and say, look, I just don't want to go through that.
I don't know. Maybe because the friends that I did tell, they kind of were talking me out of it. And I don't know, the more I thought of it, the more I thought maybe this is just the wrong move right now. Maybe in the future, maybe if I prep my husband and talk to him, more on this situation. Maybe down the road when our son's a little older. I don't know.
Here's Linda. She wants to give you some advice. Hey, Linda. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to tell Darlene to hang in there. That the best is yet to come with her son. And yes, motherhood can be isolating, but there are many, many ways to connect with other mothers that are in the same situation. And that can be terribly, terribly rewarding. Just wait till her son starts bringing home that artwork and showing all the work that she's put in. And whatever she does, make a decision with her husband. She can't make it on her own anymore. She's married.
Yeah, that was never going
to
work.
That's a great point. Have you tried, Darlene, have you tried to do like play dates with other moms or set up some sort of group activity with your son?
Not really. No, I suppose I should look into that. I don't really know much of what's going on.
Well, I know they do like swimming, like mommy mm-hmm. and me, like swimming classes and music classes and gymnastics. And there's tons of different stuff you guys could be doing together. And then you're connecting with other moms and maybe having more adult conversations, which will keep you from wanting to pull your hair out at home, you know?
mm-hmm. Here's Melissa. Good morning. Yep. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that what she's going through is normal. If she wasn't missing him and worried, she would be abnormal. But she's neglecting herself, being selfish for not trying to get out there and have a normal social life. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's going to go through that for 2 or 3 days. That's normal, but it will get better. Believe me, I have 2 kids.
It just seems that, Darlene, that you're soul searching. I mean, you're searching what kind of mom you want to be. Because, I mean, this is the conversation we had last week, both with you and producer Tracy, mm-hmm. on you got to figure out what kind of mom, what kind of mom you want to be that makes you fulfilled and makes you a better mother. And so, you know, it's like we said last week. I mean, stay-at-home mom, working mom, I hate when they're pitted against each other because I don't think it's a competition. I think it's you just have to know yourself and know what when you're comfortable and when you're fulfilled and happy, your child will be too. And so I think that it just sounds like you're trying to figure out. At one point you thought you were a stay-at-home mom and now, I mean, I'm sorry, wanted to be a working mom and now it seems like you are leaning toward stay-at-home mom.
Well, I guess I'm just trying to figure out what it is that I want. I was never really passionate about anything, and I got married. I had a kid. I mean, that was it. That is what all I've known.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I suppose everybody's right. I should go out and search for some courses or something.
Have you considered putting your baby up for adoption?
Here, hey, Jennifer.
Yes.
Hey, here we have Darlene, who thought that she wanted to be a working mom, puts a baby in daycare for one day, and couldn't even do the entire day, and now has had second thoughts, and now she's thinking, okay, stay-at-home mom thing, not so bad.
Yeah, I don't buy it. And I stayed home with my son for the first 2 years. I was miserable. I have a second son now. I'm working 2 days a week. I cannot stay home full-time. I know exactly how she feels, and I feel bad for her because I think she just, whether it's getting a babysitter for a couple hours a week or something, but she's not going to be happy staying home. You don't take all those drastic measures and then, you know, pull out that day you're supposed to start a job and then just switch back.
That's what Melissa's nodding her head yes also.
Yeah, because I think you're going from one extreme to the other. Mm-hmm. And, it may not be a job. It's like what Jim and Wendy were saying. It may not be a job that is going to fulfill you. But I do think that where you were before made you miserable. So by going back to what you were doing before, I don't see how you're going to be happy now. Again, from just the 1 hour that you dropped your kid off at daycare.
I think that maybe I felt guilty about not, well, yeah, I definitely felt guilty about not speaking to my husband about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking if I just talk to him and let him know eventually that I did get my degree, I can eventually find another job or maybe a part-time job, maybe mm-hmm. not a full-time job. Maybe I'm just not ready for that yet. Maybe what that woman just said, she works a couple of days a week. I mean, how does she do it? I mean, I guess people do it.
Mm-hmm. 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 Especially because you're in a very envious position in that you don't need the job. So you don't have to really pigeonhole yourself. It sort of opens things up for you. You can go out and you have the time to find the exact right job for you and your family situation. A lot of people don't have that.
Right. Right.
Let me take one more call. Good morning, Stacy. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hi. Just quick comment from a stay-home mom to now a working mom. Just take the time you have to be a stay-home mom right now and cherish it and take every moment because before you know it, you'll be at that first day of kindergarten and you can go back to work and you're going to look back like I do right now and just wish I was home with these children right now, going to mom's groups, going to play dates because, and be glad, like y'all were saying, that you have the choice to be home. So just take each moment at a time. Enjoy the stay-home mom time you're in now. You'll be a working mom again before you know it.
I'll tell you what, either way, your plan was never going to work. There was no way. No. You would have exhausted yourself.
Yeah.
The timing wouldn't have worked out. One day, there's just no way it was going
to
work.
And I think that you've got to talk to your husband about this whole issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've sort of worked this out, you know, from start to finish on your own, and he's not been included in any of this.
Right.
No, I'm working up the courage.
All right, Darlene, thanks for sharing with us. We appreciate it. Good luck either way, all right?
Good luck.
Thank you so much for the advice. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Get it. The Bird Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.